Did you know that Shabbos is really like Yom Kippur? We say so much about Shabbos on these Wednesdays. I think we're number 43. Ken Yibur Baruch Hashem. And Shabbos really is even like Yom Kippur. How is that? I want to share with you a Gemara in Shabbos. Kuf Yutes. Listen to this. Kol Hamispalil, anybody who davens, Kol Mispalil Be'erev Shabbos, Kol Mispalil Be'erev Shabbos, anybody who davens, Va'omer Vayichulu, and you say Vayichulu, that which we say after davening, and God finished the world, etc. And 6 days, Shnei Malachei Asharis, two of the ministering angels, Hamalabim Lo La'adam, the two angels that we talk about in Shalom Aleichem, those two angels, this is the Gemara, Hamalabim Lo La'adam, Minichem Yadeyim Arosho, do you ever feel that? Please don't answer yes. Please don't. Okay? If you did, it's very bad. Okay? But you didn't. Okay? Menichin yadayim arosh. But it happens. Right? They are putting their hands on your head. Va'omrim lo, and they say to you, v'sar avonecha, and your sin will be removed, v'chatasecha tichupar, and your iniquity will be atoned for. Look at that word. Sar avonecha, your sin will be removed, v'chatasecha, and your iniquity, what? Tichupar, will be atoned. Tichupar sounds like what? Yom Kippur. Amazing. So amongst all the other amazing things that Shabbos does, Shabbos also removes our sins. Just like Yom Kippur does. Shabbos has an aspect of Yom Kippur. That's what he just said. Did he say Vayichulu? Now what's this all about? So let's understand for a second. The Gemara tells us that Ein Adam Osa Veira Over Aver Elim Kain what? When a person does a sin, what does it always mean? That a ruach shtus entered him, a ruach of foolishness entered him. And we understand that simply. Why in the world would I do an aver? What a stupid thing. But let's try to understand it with a little more sophistication and depth and clarity. Okay? When you think about it, every time a person sins, it really means that you're saying there is a reality besides his ratzon. There's something else besides his will. If I would understand there's really nothing else besides his will, and like we've been speaking about in our previous times together, that there really is nothing in the whole world besides his will. There's his will, which is extremely expressed in 613 mitzvahs. There's the table and the chairs, which are expressions of his will. And there's me and you, which are also expressions of his will. If it wouldn't be that he was willing us every single second, my friends, the world would be chozer l'tov v'vov, to ephes, to nothingness. What's nothingness? What you see? Behind your head. What you see behind your head, fellas, right? What you see behind your head, the world will be nothingness. So everything that is and everything that will be and everything that ever was is all an expression of his will. That means, right? So when I sin, really, I'm going into that world and saying, no, there's something else besides his will. There's his will, yefemot. And there's this other thing, this aveira, right? And there's seeing things in a way which he doesn't want us to see it. That is the ruach shtus. Shibishim Pinkin says, that's the ruach shtus, that's the ruach of foolishness. You really think there's something separate besides him? You think there's any reality in something which is not his will? Do you think that aveira really stands as something? You got it? There is nothing else, right? That's the ruach shtus. Now, so therefore, we've given a powerful remedy just now for us to combating sin. We have to get more and more in touch with this idea that there's nothing else besides his will. The more I'll be able to see that and see that there is nothing else besides his will, Eino Novado. And he's the sharish of everything. He's the source of everything. He's the source of everything that was, will be. He's the source of me. He's the source of my thoughts. Everything. Then I won't want to do sin because I realize that's just craziness. It's nothingness. It doesn't exist really. It's lacking. Can't stand. Sheker Ein Lo Reglayim. Falsehood doesn't have feet. Now, what reminds us of that powerfully? Shabbos. Because Shabbos, like we've been saying over the last few times, is the time when we come into the fact that God created the world. If he stopped in his creation, it means he started his creation. I remember the 6 days of Bereishis, two different explanations of how that is. But like we've powerfully said, Shabbos is a day which reminds us about Chiddush, that he created everything from nothing. Now, when I remember that he created everything from nothing, what do I realize? That Yesh Me'ayin means that the only thing that exists is in his will. So when I'm in touch with that, when I really get in touch with what Shabbos is all about, and it's a whole day of, he created this whole world. Everything is here, Yesh Me'ayin, because of his will. His will. Eino mevado. Yichud Hashem. Oneness of God. That there is nothing else. So then sin has no place by me. Right? So it's a hafka. And that's why really Shabbos is like Yom Kippur. Because in that level of reality, sin's gone. I am in a sinless place. You're in a sinless place. You said Vayichulu. You remember the guy who created the world? The Malchim say to you, Sarav Onech, your sin will fly away, Vachatosecha, the Chupar, and your iniquity will be atoned.